Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Tonight, a costume controversy. This picture surfaced today showing State Appellate Judge Jefferson Griffin wearing a Confederate military uniform when he was in college.
Now, Griffin, as you may recall, is challenging the results of the 2024 election for the open state Supreme Court seat. He claims more than 60,000 votes were not legitimate.
Just so that we're clear, YouTube, this is the guy that when democracy doesn't work for him and he loses, he thinks he could throw it all away. Yeah, that's him in the Confederate uniform. That's his ideology. No. It's not a one-off. Here's his boys. This is your boy. No wonder he hates democracy. No wonder he thinks he can rule over others. He thinks that is his God-given right to take elections if he doesn't win them. Because all those other poor, ignorant bastards, they need him on that bench. Because he knows what's right for them. This is his boys. This is who he hangs with. These are Confederate uniforms. Tee-hee, ha-ha. Now, the white man don't need no democracy. We got this here whip and this here flagpole. Yeah, it's no wonder he can't take democracy. He's been privileged his whole life. His whole life he's been hanging around people wearing Confederate uniforms, replaying the good old days when blacks couldn't talk back and women knew their daggone place. Yippee, tell me, Republican Party, where did you think this was going? All of you surprised Republicans out there at where things are headed. Where did you think this was going? When these were the fools that you elected. The racist creeps. Anti-democratic, anti-American, traitorous uniform they wear and show off and have fun in pictures. All hanging out together. Good old white boys. I just miss the robes and the mask. That's all. Where did you think this was going? Republicans, when you, this is who you elected, you loved it. Stop lying. What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here. I'm back, and we have the latest update in the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race between Justice Allison Riggs and the Court of Appeals Judge Jefferson Griffin. Now, the North Carolina Supreme Court issued a ruling Friday that was somewhat unexpected by the general public because the court allowed no oral arguments before making this decision. Let's try to figure out why at the end of this, shall we? The NC Supreme Court has ruled that the majority of the 65,000 challenged ballots must remain in the election count for this race. This decision partially overturns the State Court of Appeals ruling on Monday. So, some good news here about the court's decision, but it's still not over. Now, it's important to know, YouTube, that this is a Supreme Court that is majority Republican, the North Carolina Supreme Court. So, let that sink in. You know, if you're a nihilist and you think it's all over all the time, listen, we know what we have to do out here. Don't let this change that. But there's also good news out there that not everyone, not all Republicans, not every person is apathetic. Not all Republicans are MAGA. Not all judges are corrupt, right? The military voters will be given a chance to cure their ballots by presenting ID or by filing an exemption from the new voter ID law. This ruling also gives the Board of Elections 30 calendar days to cure the ballots instead of the 15 days outlined in the Court of Appeals decision. It's a 15-day extension. I believe it still shouldn't need to be done. But hey, what we're finding here is a middle ground. The Republican judges, remind you. Anyway, let's continue the story. So this is more good news and a partial win for Allison Riggs, but it's currently unknown if this ruling might fully swing the decision in Allison Riggs' favor. So while that's happening, you can bet your bottom dollar that Riggs is not giving up. So said, so done. Riggs' attorneys now filed a motion in U.S. District Court in Wilmington, North Carolina, asking a judge for an injunction preventing the appeals court decision from being carried out. Period. This is how you fight. This is how you fight. We don't know who's going to win this, but this is how you fight. Stand up for North Carolina, people. In response to the ruling issued Friday, the DNC Ken Martin issued a statement. Oh, how democratic of him. I'm getting tired of statements and strongly worded letters against fascism. But anyway, he issued a statement. Quote, for more than 5 months, disgraced candidate Jefferson Griffin has attempted to change the rules after losing fair and square. Today's decision rightly dismisses Griffin's anti-democratic attack on some 60,000 North Carolina voters. It's 65, by the way, but who's counting? However, thousands of other ballots, including those cast by military members and their families who followed all the rules, remain in jeopardy. Jefferson Griffin doesn't get to pick and choose whose votes count in an election. No politician does. The men and women serving in our military will not allow their voices to be silenced by a desperate loser like Griffin. Well, I'm glad that you wrote such a strongly worded letter, DNC chair. I'm glad you did. Are you organizing any marches? Have you spoken to any veterans groups? Are you leading any marches on the Capitol? Are you on TV? I don't see you. I don't see a national presence. I don't see this being reported anywhere. Yet again, every time we talk about this story, that's what I'm going to say, because I don't see it. I don't see it. A judge was elected fair and square, recounted, then recounted again by hand, all three times, won, went to court, won again, and somehow, 5 months later, 4 months later, excuse me, it's still April, we're still trying to figure out if the loser can win. But I'm glad you're writing strongly worded statements. I'm glad you're writing strongly worded letters. Let's see if we can get some action. Just a little bit. I digress. Let's get back to the story. This is what you showed up for, YouTube. In this ruling on Friday, North Carolina's highest court blamed the Board of Elections for the problems with these ballots, not the voters. They said the Board of Elections failed in their duty to gather the personal information needed for these ballots to be counted. And now they have 30 days to get it right, instead of the 15 days the Court of Appeals gave them. Unfortunately, YouTube, the court upheld the Court of Appeals ruling regarding voters that have never lived in the state, potentially disenfranchising ballots cast by people that are living abroad but have ties to the states. This could include children of military members. Yeah, just an idea, because I know you're listening to it and go, well, that sounds right, until you think a little bit more about it, which is why these things are thought about in advance, YouTube. That's why. They put out these rulings because it sounds, oh, that sounds all right, until you just think about it for a little bit. Yeah. That could include children of military members, right? They've now turned 18 while living abroad and should have the right to vote. Unfortunately, they will not. Fine. Attorneys for Riggs have argued that the votes challenged by Griffin were lawfully cast by voters based on the rules in place for the November election. That's the point. And now crybaby Griffin wants to change the rules after the election. It's called fascism. This is what we're dealing with. You already knew that. But I just want to know, if this is the first time you're hearing about the story, you can probably click right up here and get the full details since January, but wonder why it's the first time you're hearing about it. This is the most fascist move taking place. Well, before the kidnappings and the actual disregarding of the Supreme Court ruling, actually disregarding of lower court's rulings, blackmailing and threatening law firms. So, fine. Up until about 3 weeks ago, this was the most fascist thing going on, and you hadn't heard about it anywhere. Let's see what Riggs has to say, and I'm going to read it here. Riggs said after the decision on Friday, quote, I will not waver in my fight to protect the foundational freedoms for which our military service members and their families have sacrificed so much, unquote. Now let's talk about Associate Justice Anita Earls. She was the lone Democrat involved in this decision. She wrote a 40-page blistering dissent of this ruling. This ruling compels unequal treatment of North Carolina voters and infringes on their state constitutional right to vote. And in a surprising turn, Republican Associate Justice Richard Dietz somewhat agreed here. Okay, so thank you for the strongly worded letter, and thank you for the single Republican lawyer speaking out, who's now a judge, associate judge. We need more. That's why you're hearing about this from us. It's time to fight back. Every single thing we fight for, every single day. Time to march, time to make picket signs, time to tell the people in your social media circle what's going on in North Carolina. It's time to start the movement there if you live there. If you've only seen things happen periodically and you want more, go to Indivisible. They'll tell you exactly how to create these type of networks and a group of people willing to get it started. It's now or never. It's now or never. That's where we are. That's where we are, and that's why we're telling you about this. So, you know, this is going to be interesting to watch what happens next. For instance, how will the federal court rule concerning the injunction Riggs' attorneys have asked for? And YouTube, will we finally get to see crybaby Jefferson Griffin with his cartoon character name, who's acted like a pouting baby loser this entire time, limp away with his tail tucked between his legs like a beaten, whipped, howling puppy? Just another loser Republican that can't do the right thing and concede a free and fair election that he lost? Will we see it? I can't wait. I cannot wait, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Oh, but it would be so good. It's all about power for them. That's it. It's not about voter rights or democracy or even being a man. It's all about greedy, selfish power that they grab for themselves. Hoard it. Suck it in. Drink it. They love it. They need it for sustenance. Just like we have seen so many times before from the Republican Party and MAGA. And not just North Carolina, but look at the presidency. Look at Doge. Power, power, power. I love it. Cookie Monster style. Till the crumbs are falling from their cheeks. That's all. That's it. That's all. And it's dangerous to have people that concerned, convinced of power and nothing else. The undemocratic, un-American, unpatriotic, fascist Nazis in the GOP in North Carolina, that's all they want. I'm telling them, get over yourselves. Grow up. Try to learn what democracy is all about. Democracy does not include changing the rules after the election that you lost, Jefferson Griffin. Shut up and go away. Shut up. Go away. That's your job now. And the GOP better take heed, because the people of North Carolina and, in fact, the entire country are watching. I'm watching. If you fail to do the right thing, this could be disastrous for you in 2026. But this could be disastrous for you well before that. Will this entire case end up in a federal court is the big question. And remember, federal court is where Allison Riggs will have the advantage, you two, because she has immense expertise in federal election laws, especially those dealing with the military personnel and their families living abroad. The rest of the country goes to her for advice on that kind of law, on that type of legal debate. So, it's not over. The biggest question is, will democracy finally prevail in North Carolina in this one instance? Because the rest of it has already been gerrymandered, padded, and falsified to all hell. It's been a shit show. It has. Will this one last piece of democracy still prevail in that ridiculous state, even more than the judges? It's up to us, I think. What are you going to do about it? I know one thing that you can do. Join the resistance. Join the resistance. Send an email. Send an email that says you want to be a part of a movement that's changing something, that's doing something. You want to volunteer to be in the background, to find the evildoers. Maybe you'd like to be a part of that. Maybe you don't want to do all of the other stuff because those things require you to get vetted thoroughly. Yeah, it's a very serious risk. It's a very serious commitment. But we also have things like we're trying to get people to be writing, to be marketing, to share on multiple platforms, to post for us, to do some SEO stuff. We need it all. We need it all. Every person our message hits is one more chance we have to fight the fascism at our doorstep. Will you join? Will you join? We can't allow what's happening in North Carolina to just be the norm. It's time to fight back. Will you join me? I'll tell you what, educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. You let me know. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on www.groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.